If you want to see how crime has changed in American cities, you can read the 87th Precinct series of novels, a police procedural series which began in 1956. The city is imaginary, but the stories ring true. The 49th novel in the series has just been published. It's called The Big Bad City. The author's name, Ed McBain, is actually the pen name of Evan Hunter, who also wrote the novel Blackboard Jungle and the screenplay for the Hitchcock classic The Birds. I asked him how the 87th Precinct has changed since the series began.
It's a tougher world out there since the 50s. And I guess in the first of the books, the plot centered around a shooting with a zip gun, you know, a Saturday Night Special. The gun today would be a Glock 9 or an Uzi or any one of any number of semi-automatic weapons. Drugs back then in the early 50s, the mid-50s, were mostly marijuana and mostly among musicians and in ghettos. Now drugs are, you know, widespread. Crack epidemic is gone, but now heroin is coming back again, so... It's a whole changing scene out there.
What about youth crime?
Youth crime, it was different back then. You know, the street gangs were mostly gangs organized to give the kids a sense of self-esteem and worth. The gangs now have changed, and they would rumble over stupid things like their turf. Not stupid to us, but not stupid to them. This was a matter of pride, but now it's the gangs are dope gangs. They're selling drugs, and this is what they're rumbling over. The turf they're rumbling over is drug turf, and it's a very, very different situation. They're gangs for profit now, not for fun and games.
Do you think you write about race differently now than you did in the 50s?
Yeah, I think race is the biggest problem in America today, and I think very few of us are willing to face it squarely and say how serious it is and how we've got to solve it if this country is going to stay together. I had black cops in the series when it first started, but I think the series as a whole has become more socially conscious over the years, so I can deal... I didn't think when I first started writing mysteries that I could deal with serious social problems the way I had in The Blackboard Jungle, which, by the way, centers around race as well. But over the years, I discovered that you could still tell a good mystery story and bring into it the social issues that are confronting America today. And so I can deal with race realistically in the books.
Did you think your audience's expectations have changed since the 50s in the amount of violence or suspense, the kind of language that they expect to read?
They've grown used to that. You know, when I wrote The Blackboard Jungle... I had to change the F word to friggin', you know, which was nice and clean. And you wouldn't dream of doing that today. And indeed, you can't go into a movie theater without your friendly neighborhood cleric using the word or your grandmother. But aside from that, I think the readers have grown enormously sophisticated because of television. They're able to. You can't dally, especially in a mystery. You can't hang around forever, describing a room or getting out of a scene or into a scene. They're used to quick cuts. You know, they're used to cinematic cuts, and you've got to get in and out fast. And they're also used to better writing. When I started the 87 Precinct series, I was a so-called serious novelist, at least, you know, I had written several books that dealt with themes other than people killing each other. And the writing in mysteries at that time was at a very low level, and I thought what I would like to do is to bring to the mystery novel the same novelistic skills I would bring to a so-called serious novel. And I did that, and I think if I taught anything to mystery writers out there, it was that they could dare to write well. You know, gee, I can write well in a mystery and I won't be punished by having stones thrown at me or something. And I think the writing, the level of writing in the mystery novel overall is better today. And I think the mystery reader expects good writing, and if he doesn't get it, will throw the book across the room and say goodbye.
Why have you stuck with not only this genre for so long, but this particular series for so long?
Oh, I find it endlessly fascinating. I find the reasons people find to hurt each other and to justify their hurting of each other are endlessly fascinating. And I feel that the characters in the series are... I keep discovering new things about them each time, so that each book in the series is a fresh entity that stands alone and that the reader can find something in, even if he's a first-time reader. I love writing about these guys. I love them and the women in their lives, and I just love writing about them. I would never stop.
Have you ever been the victim of a crime?
No. I'm thinking, no.
That's really interesting that after writing about crime for over 40 years,
I've talked to a lot of victims of crimes, you know, and I've seen a lot of victims of crimes, and I've seen them on the sidewalk and hanging from the ceiling, and you can get a pretty good sense of what it's about. I try in the novels... to understand both sides of the picture, the side of law and order, and also the side of the guy who's committing the crime. I always like to feel that there's a very thin line that, you know, if you or I need money, we'll go to a bank and ask to borrow it. The criminal will go to the bank and hold it up. And there's just a slight difference there, but it's close to it. If you or I feel we're unhappy with our mates... we'll seek a divorce. The criminal mind will say, gee, no, I'll kill her, or I'll kill him. But it's almost the flip of the coin which way it's going to go, isn't it?
I don't know why you chose the pseudonym Ed McBain back in the 50s when you started writing the 87th Precinct series, but are you ever sorry that you've been using a pseudonym since the series has lasted for so long and been so popular?
No, not really. I chose it because they... my editors and my agent felt that it would be damaging to my career again as a so-called serious novelist if it became known that I was also writing mystery novels. And they said you had better put a pseudonym on the novels. And in fact, it was a deep, dark secret for at least 10 years that Ed McBain was in reality Evan Hunter. I felt like Superman, you know, run into a phone booth and rip off the cloak, and there comes Evan Hunter instead of Ed McBain. And I'm not sorry I made the change. You know, we came out of the closet a long time ago, and they knew that I was Ed McBain. But I sometimes wonder if it wouldn't have... helped mystery writers everywhere. if I had played it straight from the beginning, you know, if they had known that a serious novelist was writing mystery novels, that there was not any taint to writing mysteries. You know, I know deep in my soul, and so does Patricia Cornwell and John Grisham and anyone plying the trade, that they are never, ever, 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 ever going to get the Nobel Prize or the Pulitzer or the Booker or the Prix Goncourt. Never, ever, ever. You know, they may get the Mystery Writers of America Prize, but that's it, kids.
but you wish you'd said that as a writer, you take the genre seriously and you take your books about crime seriously.
I do indeed. Well, they're about life and death, aren't they? I mean, what could be more serious than that?
Absolutely. Well, Evan Hunter, thank you so much.
Thank you, thank you.
Evan Hunter writes the 87th Precinct series under the pen name Ed McBain. The new novel is called The Big Bad City. He'll be back sometime soon to talk about writing the screenplay for Hitchcock's The Birds. On that same show, Janet Leigh will discuss the making of Psycho as we celebrate Hitchcock's centennial. This is Fresh Air.